There's another show called Radio Relapse that I do. And on the end of the series, we have a karaoke competition called Vex Factor. Now, wait a minute. Now, somebody came last. In fact, two people came last. And additionally, there has to be a forfeit. And they haven't done their forfeit yet. Because you didn't last year on a Skype, because you lost 2 years in a row. You come last 2 years in a row. Because you're rubbish.
To be fair, I was robbed.
Okay. He was robbed of last place, so he isn't that going anywhere. Yeah, now, traditionally the forfeit is the worst gaming song that we could come up with. The worst one ever. In fact, this song has the fourth worst gaming line voted for ever in it. Is that, what did you just say? It's just a DK rap, everyone. Now, due to technical issues, we do not have the music. However, these two are so wonderfully talented, they surely don't need it anymore. So, well, isn't that good? I've pleased them out for you. Now, right, there's yours. Right. ZZ, I thought that might be your reaction. So there really should be some incentive for you to do this, shouldn't there? Okay. Is Mr. Lee Brothers still in here? He's there. Did you hear that remix he did of his world earlier?
Yeah.
You were recording on your phones and stuff, weren't you?
Yeah.
That would be an angel, yes. You were holding up your phones to check your text messages in the direction of me. Now, obviously, you've got a decent copy of that, surely. Of that song, presumably. So, yeah, a decent copy I'm talking about, though. So, we're going to put, if you two sing it, Lee's quite happy for us to put that on the Summer of Sonic website and let people download it for free. I'm only going to ask this once. Are you going to sing it, bearing in mind all these lovely faces out here looking at you pleadingly?
I'll do it.
I wish to apologize before we begin.
Hi!
Who else is
going
to join us in this?
No?
Okay.
Obviously,
that's lost
everyone. Obviously, there's a bunch of spoils in the room. But, okay. Do we have a backup place or what?
No.
It's Africa. Okay. Well, right. Okay. Right. 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 You go first.
No, you're the first.
I'll switch.
Oh, I've got that.
Go on then.
It's not the number.
Choo-choo-choo. Here we go. So there, finally, you. Performing for you. You know the words, you can join in too. Put your hands together if you want to clap. And we take you through this monkey.
track. 1, 2, 3. Donkey Kong is the leader of the bunch.
You know him well.
He's finally ahead to kick some tail.
He's choking the gun. In fire, it's burst.
It's too strong. It's gonna hurt.
Faster, stronger too. He's the first member of the DK crew. Donkey Kong, DK. Donkey Kong is here. This is the best style. So listen up, dudes.
He can shoot his eyes.
She's quick and nimble when she needs to speak.
She needs to blow through the air and climb up trees.
If you choose her, you're not. Choose wrong.
With a skip and a hop. She's what we call
the DJ Duncan Clark.
He has the style, he has embraced.
This Tom's got a funny face.
He can handstand when he needs to
and stretch his arms out just for you.
Embrace himself just like a fool.
This race deep Tom just exists to the DJ Duncan Clark or the DJ. Donkey Kong is here. He's back again. About time too.
And this time, he's in the mood.
He can fire real high and get back on.
When his pistol's out, he's one top Kong.
He'll make you smile and play the tune.
But credit to Anthony.
That's me.
Huh, DK.
Donkey Kong's
finally. He's here for you. It's the last member of the DK crew.
Come, it isn't funny. He'll make the friendly cry out for money.
He can pick up a polo, better be easy. Crushing rocks, he's in such a mood.
He may be slow, he can get high. But this song is one hell of a guy.
Oh, DK, don't be strong. I never worry. Take it to the fridge.
Walnuts, peanuts, pineapple smell. Grapes, nuts, oranges, and coconut shell.
Everybody!
Walnuts, peanuts, pineapple smell. Grapes, nuts, oranges, and coconut shell.
Oh yeah! Hey,
well, let's put that little man on that big ear somewhere so 2009 because we're getting back.
This is music.
Radio Redux.
Are you ready?
Hello, hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of Radio Redux Live. Coming to you live from my bedroom. Kind of all Radio Redux Lives come from my bedroom. It's a slight problem. I don't have this fantastic, wonderful studio that anyone can really, look around. Perhaps I can invade Richard Jakes' studio sometime and record Radio Redux Live. Who knows? Perhaps I could do Radio Redux Live with Richard Jakes. There's a surprise. That's not coming anytime soon. Yeah. So, hello to you. This is the first Radio Redux show in a while. This is mainly due to the terror, and terror and nightmare situation that was the summer of Sonic 2008, which admittedly was an absolutely magnificent success. Jess Violet wants to know where my bedroom is. It's where my bed is, unsurprisingly, Jess. You should know! Anyway, as I was saying, it was a fantastic success. We had 267 people definitely turn up. The exact number was much close to 300. And, yeah, it was fantastic. It was an absolutely terrible situation for me personally, because it was, it was just work and work. It's like, oh, you've come home, work. What do you mean sleep? You can't sleep. You don't go to bed. You've got to do work for some reason. Oh no, you got to go into work and do work for Subsonic. You're coming home and do work for Subsonic on the tube and on the train and just every time. You're in the shower, no, take a piece of cling film in with you over a clipboard and then put your hand and pen underneath the clipboard and write on the piece of paper to make notes and stuff for Subsonic. It's just the whole situation. but it's over now. And there's never going to be another one. Never, ever, 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 ever. Maybe. Yes, so time to do the traditional thing. Say hello to all the people in the IRC who aren't really listening, except for three of them. So I don't know why I'm bothering doing this. But yes, Jess, you're kind of one of the people. What's one of them? So we'll go through from we'll do the traditional Radio Vix Live, where we should actually go from bottom to top, as we go from top to bottom. So we have Wide Vija, Erfurt, Tarheel Tim, Strongbad, Staff, Spimble Wizard. Woo, Spimble Wizard's there. He's one of my guys. Go Spimble. Go Spamble. Yep, yep, go Spamble. Sparks with an X. Space with no Final Frontier. Soti, Sonux, Rolko Pop. Ritz, Ringtailed Fox, Rattleman, Overridge. MK versus DC Universe. Maze, Lugia, Kiddo. Damn! GW, Gunty, Gerbilsoft, Fly Fox, Cosmic Falcon, the almighty, mighty, mighty B-Man, who, frankly, when he finally leaves the fan base, the entire fan base will cease to be, I've decided. B-Man is that important. He deserves all your love, and then some. Biafra, AUK SSR, he's some guy. LSNK, Violet, Chris, Joshua, and Gildy. And that is your... on Turbo! Turbo's just materialised. Hello, Turbo! That is your IRC posse. We also have Blake Draco, who's possibly listening in. He'll message me in a minute to tell me whether he is. And if he doesn't message me in a minute, we'll know that he isn't. Yes, so SummerSonic has been, SummerSonic has gone, and what you listened to at the beginning where was me ruining the entire ending of the SummerSonic by telling Rory and Sven Jocelyn, aka Rory Black and Dreadnux, that after, oh I don't know, 8 months, they would actually have to do their forfeit for the Radio Redux Rex Factor, which, as you should all know by now, we have a carrier competition at the end of the series, end of the year, and everyone competes to see who is the best and who is the worst, and the worst has to do a forfeit. That is the sound of one of the ways you can contact me in the background. You can either contact me in the IRC chat room by sending me a question. You can also send me a question via Sonic Rex email. That's Radio Redux, all one word, at SonicRex.com. I'm suspecting this is Digi. Yes, it is, on the mobile phone, on the Radio Redux hotline, and he says, shout me out too, you cheapskate, lol, I got work tomorrow, getting money. He's getting some money for his honey. He's only here for a short time, apparently, because he's going to go get some sleep soon. Sleep. Who needs sleep? No one needs sleep. Not really. Anyway. So those are the ways you can contact me. I'm assuming that Blair Draco isn't listening in because he hasn't messaged me yet. So we can count him out. He goes bye-bye. So, bum 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 bum, I'll actually log into the Radio Redux. SonicRex.com. Actually log into the inbox, because I hadn't done that yet. Oh, craziness. Yes, so you had that at the beginning. Yes, I've managed to rip the audio off the video that you may have seen on YouTube. Yes, you can actually look it up on YouTube and see stuff, and it's all kind of groovy. I look forward to answering these questions. Yes, Digi, you're worse. I'm sorry, Timmy, you can't go to sleep, otherwise the monsters will get you. What's in this bag? Oh, it's nothing, it's just my monster costume and my giant scythe. No, I'm just dousing you in pepper for no reason at all. Not that I like my meat slightly spicy. Yeah, so anyone in the IRC got a question? Any question at all? Because it's going to be a very, very short show, about an hour or so. Yes, Diddy, you're a wuss. Now go to bed. No, not really. You know I'm joking, mate. No, seriously, anybody in the IRC got a question? Seriously, would be nice. Oh, Digi's not used to the whole, Digi's not used to the Timmy stories. Poor boy. Yeah, so what else has been going on? Well, I was about to launch the new Sonic Rex Inferior Online message board. The new full Inferior Online, it's been on light on some godforsaken free thing that Blake Draco and Nick Hawk have been running for some time. Well, I've been busy squirreling away on a new version of Inferior Online. Unfortunately, I found out about 15 minutes ago that nobody had permissions to actually post anything, which is kind of a problem when you're on a message board. I mean, everyone had no ability to post. So I'll go through all the subforms and give permissions now. So that's rather handy. So that'll be going up sometime this week. The other big news from my end is that the official Sonic Facebook group has just been launched. If you go to, if you're on Facebook and if you look up Sonic, and if you just do just Sonic, it'll come up. If you remember the previous Sonic group that was pretty huge, I think Facebook has messed that up because they were supposed to transfer everyone who was in that over to this new group. Those people don't seem to have arrived. I've got a sneaky feeling that Facebook have completely buggered that up. So if you were in the previous Sonic group, you will have to check out this, look out for this new group, because I don't know what's happened to your group, but Facebook might well have deleted it without actually transferring anyone over. In which case, Facebook suck, frankly. But yeah, there's going to be loads of stuff going on there, nice competitions and free stuff and grooviness, and it's going to be amazing. Absolutely amazing. Hopefully I'm going to do a competition on there very, very soon. I say me, Sonic, might do that. So Sonic's not on MySpace, because Sonic just doesn't do MySpace. MySpace is dead. It's good. Apparently, you may find that I disappear at some point, in which case, that's B-Man's fault. Not long after I was telling everyone how fantastic he was as well. Oh. Boo. Boo. Yes, I know Digi's friends with Knights' voice actor on there, and Ulyssa's a very cool woman. But, it's Sonic, man. Sonic. Just the way it goes, you know? Sega's not on MySpace, so why should Sonic be? There we go. But yeah, hopefully I'll do a nice new competition there as soon as we get more people back. And I don't know. T-shirts, a couple of things maybe. Giveaway. Sounds good to you? Yes? Of course, the big thing, big thing, is that I'm not going to be here as of next week. As in, I'm not going to be in, you know, the UK. I will no longer be Archangel UK. Well, I won't be Archangel UK for, I don't know, a couple of weeks. Because I'm going to the States. I'm flying out. I'm not going via Purple Jester Airlines, unfortunately. That would be awesome. I might well be given some kind of terrible, hairnet to sleep in that would look like a jester's. I am not running away, Digi. I am going, in fact, to the United States. I'm visiting family for one, and then I'm visiting somebody else of great importance to me, anyway. I bet nobody knows who that is, apart from everyone. But yes, I'm going to visit her, and I'm going to visit her and stay with her for, I don't know, how long am I staying there for? About 11, 12 days-ish. So they won't be showing next week, because I'll already be in the US at that time, but I will literally be in midair when the show is due. Yes, I wonder who that could be, he says, mentioning no names. Who could be this girl who's going over to the US to see? My words. Anyway. Mentioning no names, I'll be over at Echo Hawks next week, and the week after that we'll be doing a Radio Redux Live from there, from her house. We'll take time out from our busy schedule doing stuff, and you know, I can't do a show from the airplane. What's the... have I died? No, I've not died. Who said I've died? Jess, shut up. I have not died. I'm still online. At least I hope I am, anyway. It's rather difficult when... rather difficult to join the Mile High Club when your partner is not with you. Anyway. So, yes, I'll be doing a Radio Redux Live in 2 weeks at the normal time, SSR server permitting. And we'll be doing it over there, and it'll be a lot bigger show, I hope. Right, time for some music. Unfortunately, B-Man says the work is now done and I didn't get kicked off. Gee, thanks, B-Man. Hey, where's your radio show? Sigh. Yeah, so I'm going to get some music on the go now. Some music. Bum, 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 bum. Go away, all you rubbish files that were on before. Well, as you heard, if you were listening to the start of the show, there was the reward that was given to everyone just for Rory and Chris. It's actually like number one on my iPod now, because I've been listening to it for, oh god, ages. I was listening on my iPod like 10 days before anyone else even knew it existed, apart from obviously Lee Brabson himself. So let's have something from one of the worst games ever to compliment that. Let's have something from... why can't I find anything of use? Come on. Right. It's not going to be from one of the worst games. In fact, it's from one of the most from the best games of modern times. Yay! So coming up next, we have a triple bill, and it's going to be bum 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 bum. I'm still deciding what the last one's going to be. Here we go. We're going to have something for Digi as well, I think. So, if we're going to have from Bentley Jones, aka Lee Brotherton, the His World Blue World Prelude remix, which was the official theme tune of Samurai Sonic 2008, which was hey, hell loads of groovy. Um, then we've got coming up after that, from Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games. Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games! The 4x100 meter relay music background. And then after that, just for Digi, from Sonic Pinball Party, we've got a really tinny version of Dreams Dreams. Yay! So, looking at the IRC questions are coming in, so we've got stuff to do after that. But first, here's that gaggle of music and stuff that I said was coming up. We'll be right back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There we go. Bennett Jones's World, Blue World Prelude, Marin Sonic 4x100. And from Sonic Pinball Party, Dreams in a Very Dirty Way. Good old GBA. Where would we be without it? I'm still playing the Game Boy, probably. So, I have had a question. It's from Turbo. He of the Turbo Hour. And he of the Turbo Hairstyle. So, Turbo says, that is Turbo. Did I tell you he was called Turbo? He's called Turbo. He says, what is the oldest console and game you have played in your life? That's, a good 25 years worth of thinking there. It'd probably be the old, I'm trying to think what it would be, actually. It'd probably be, he says, thinking about this, it'd probably be the old Atari 2600. And it'd probably be Pong. Yeah, Pong on the Atari 2600. Back when consoles were proper, you know, when they had wood veneer on them. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Some wood veneer. I only played it once. It was a friend, so it had been once, but it was way back. Back into the mists of time. And then afterwards it sort of goes Atari ST, although I did play on the original NES I played on, the original Nintendo Entertainment System, Mario, Super Mario. I remember playing that when I was very young. You know, back when there was an Ice Age going on. Eartha has a question. apparently it's a serious question, so serious faces on here, guys. Can we use custom backing tracks for Rex Factor 2008, aka songs, without an instrumental? So, singing over the words that are already there, presumably. You can, it just sounds a lot better if it's the instrumental. I might mark you down. Or the judges may mark you down, if they're mean and horrid. Like Dreadnux, he's one of the judges this year, and he's mean and horrible. I'm sure you saw him at Summer of Sonic if you were there, sneering away in the corner and hitting small children with a stick. He kicked Sonic up the backside as well when he thought nobody was looking, which was he was making rude words at the vicar. It's probably the first time I didn't get that right. Well, explain what you mean then. If I do not. He says, I mean, can we use a homemade instrumental if one doesn't exist, like for what I'm made of? If you can somehow remove the vocals without destroying the listenability of the track, yeah, I don't see why not. I just wanted to, you know, for it to sound as good as possible for you guys, and if you've got a really crummy backing track, it won't be there to, there won't be anything there to disguise the crummy singing. Not that I'm saying that any of you will do any crummy singing for Rex Fact 2008, but you're gonna. So I'm getting my, I knew I was leaning on something important. It's my blooming packing list for Thursday night. Anyway, which is now gone down the back of the bed. Yeah, that wasn't a good move. That wasn't a good move. The IRC, in its wisdom, just going through here. DJ's thank you, Arch. Actually, Digi says, Trippy wants to know if I've ever played the Commodore 64. Yes, I did play the Commodore 64, like once. Can't for the life of me, remember. Digi, there was no controversy for the Rex Factor. It's just everyone got a big moo on. It was just, everyone got a bit moo I wanted to win on, so it was just, screw you guys, they won properly, they whooped all your asses. Commodore 64, bum 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 bum. An ex-girlfriend of mine is absolutely obsessed with the Commodore 64. I mean, absolutely obsessed. And she didn't even own one. That was the joke. She didn't even own one, but she was just absolutely obsessed. Oh, it's fantastic. It was that and Star Trek. Never go out of a Trekkie, guys. It's no good. Trust me, you'll always lose. So I don't know who's going to be the All-Stars and who's going to be the others at this stage. It completely depends who we get in this year. But remember, it's duets this year for the All-Stars. If you're in the All-Star, if you want to be in the All-Stars, or rather all the All-Stars have to do duets. That's the theme this year. Vija complains that he's tricky. Yes, but I wasn't going out with you, Vija. I wasn't going out with you for a year and getting absolutely no kind of attention. Trust me, the greatest attention, the greatest romantic attention I ever got was a kiss because I bought her a Batleth for a proper full size Batleth for her birthday. And it was just like, yep. Right, so it's up to you. It's up to you to sort out who you're going to do a duet with. I'm going to say this. Oh, Digi's crying. Digi and Trippy are crying off now. Boo. Just because I said they would have to do it with somebody else. Digi and Trippy could not do it. It's like, well, Digi and Trippy can't do it together, and Sven and Rory, well, Sven and Rory can't do it together anyway, because, you know, that'd be incest and horrible. But they can't sing together either. Because Sven's a judge. I'm singing with T-Bird. That's if we get on to this anyway. Earthlots just left the chat room in despair at Digi. A Digi not wanting to be a part of the Rex Factor this year. Oh dear. Do we have any more questions in the IRC chat room? I know people are around and about. Is B-Man leaving as well? Aww. Don't leave. Oh, if that's back. Don't leave again. I don't know who's in the All-Star category until people actually enter and say that they will be in there. Oh, there's the chance for Turbo and Darkspeed's duet. That would be scary. Darkspeed's got quite... I was talking to Graham off of SegaNet, and he absolutely adored Darkspeed. He had no idea who he was or anything. He just thought, this guy has such energy. And Darkspeed did his usual thing. As soon as his name was mentioned, he immediately bounced up to the stage and did a 5-minute speech. Oh dear. Elson Darkspeed Wong is just the man. He is the man. Doesn't have a plan, but he is the man. Oh, the IRC are bad. They have no questions. How am I supposed to answer the questions when you pose no questions? It is so bad like that. It is so bad. Somebody, is there anyone on MSN who could give me the questions and the answers? No? Ah, screw it then. Don't know why I bother. Wait a minute. Blake Draco is idle, but I'm going to do SMX. His way, which is just give me questions. I will message everyone and ask them for questions. Give me questions. Now, yes. Violet has just made the typo of the year, as Digi has said. in a discussion about rapping, she accidentally wrote, "I can't rape or sing." that's just bad, bad. Turbo's got another question. Do I still like arcades? I do like arcades. Of course I like arcades. I used to go down to the one on Eastbourne Pier whenever I could. And, you know, whack out a drive on Off-Road Thunder! What you gonna play? Rally! Airtime! Double Barrel! Start your engines! That game went away quick. Mainly because I raised the bar quite high on that one level and nobody wanted to play it. Seems like completely... Well, the few games that, you know you find a game that you completely own for one reason or another? That was my game. Off-Road Thunder was my game. Just that one level. Everything else was sucked. Yeah, but Yeah, I still like arcades. We need arcades are like Tales fans. We need more of them. Erfart says, random question then, which is good. Erfart asks, who asked if he was a girl? And the answer was Space. Space asked if you were a girl. Any other questions, or do we have more music? At the moment, it looks like we can have more music. Bum, 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 bum. Let's have bar. We're going to have Death Ruins for Shadow the Hedgehog, and we're going to follow that up with Lava Reef Zone Act 1 for Sonic and Knuckles, and then follow that up with, I wanted to have Robotnik's Revenge, and we're going to follow that with, from the Virtual Sonic album, Robotnik's Revenge, because I like those songs. So we're going to have they already asked what's my favourite Transformer. Hot Rod, before he became a whiny bitch. Here's those tracks coming up for you guys. Peace out for now. Erfart bothered me quickly with a question, which is, what do you think of Erfart's boombox? I say it was much more impressive than Erfart's lunchbox. Talking about your sandwiches and stuff is not very entertaining, really, is it? No. I much prefer he's chatting about, you know, gaming stuff and whatnot. We'll be right back.
That was very good. Hi everybody, Big the Cat here. I've been taking charge of the music while something's going on. I think UK's gone downstairs to do something or the other, and he left me in charge. Well, I say that I actually came in through the window. Someone asked me a question in IRC. I don't know what IRC stands for, but it must be good. Everybody asked me a question. I have a question for Beak. That's my name. Where do you keep your parasol, fishing rod, everything else you pick up? I keep my parasol and fishing rod in a leather pouch that's strapped around my back. You may have seen it in the game Sonic Heroes. Or anywhere else, whatever. As for everything else, I keep everything else that I pick up in my hands. I should say. And I think that's the best way of picking things up. Nobody really cares about me at the moment. Sigh. Yeah, get out of the cat. Anyway, back to the topic at hand. Since nobody particularly cared that Big was around. Bum 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 bum. Right, people were asking, what song was that, Arcane UK? What song was that? My God! It was the song Robotnik's Revenge, which is from the Virtua Sonic album, which is just this load of random Sonic remixy type things. And it was by Howard Rosin, apparently. So yeah. Yep. It's on, virtually it must be up on Sonic Rax, I would have thought. So if you want to look at those, I will now pop a link for you in the IRC chat room as soon as you know I find it. It's from 1996, Virtual Sonic. Just a second, Mr. IRC chat room. Let me just go, wah, there we go. Jess says some very, very nice things about me. But in other news, Sonic went down really well, and basically, you know when you look at videos and photos and stuff, and you feel a bit embarrassed about stuff, Summer of Sonic, for me, it's the reverse. I look at that and it feels good. Yeah. I feel so proud. I feel so proud of the community and what it's done. I know a lot of people, Turbo was saying earlier about the whole Blue World Prelude thing and how it's been on loads of shows at the moment, but I've got a damn right to play it, mainly because I had a say in what went in it, but the final product. It was run past me, and it was my decision whether or not that we actually used that in the first place. Now, if I'd have been clever, I'd have banked that track and then said to Lee, like, oh no, it could do a bit more of this, and then we could have another different mix version, but unfortunately I was being dumb at the time, the whole genesis of that came from Lee wanting to do something with his world, which of course he the Crush 40 version he engineered. So he had like all the bits of the music and stuff that he could take apart and change. And
and one of the things that we said, he said, I fancy doing this, I've been looking for an excuse to do this. And the whole thing about that just came out that he wanted to do something, so it's like, say, it'd be quite nice if we did this. And I thought, and I sort of went, because yes, please, yes, please, do it now. And it was, we actually had a chat about the composition and what to do. And one of the things we wanted, that we both agreed on that we wanted to do, was to expand a bit and do work on the string section. Because the string section at the very beginning of his world, I think, absolutely fantastic, and Lee was in agreement with me on this. So, yeah, that's how it happened. And I was like, Lee was like really, really nervous on how I was going to, what I was going to think of Blue World Prelude, which didn't have the name at that time. It was just, what was the actual name of it? Let's see, it's around here somewhere. Bum, 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 bum. The actual name of it, this is the original name of the check, was BJ underscore his world SOS mix 1. Oh, no, actually, I apologize. It did actually have Blue World Prelude. It was originally called Blue World Prelude. But yeah, mix 1. So, so if only I'd been smart, we could have had another mix on that as well. But hey. I take it you all like the song. Assumedly. That's quite great. And of course, one of the other things was that Lee did that Richard Jakes reworked Rusty Ruin for performance, just for the Summer of Sonic. And bearing in mind how busy the gentleman is, and you know, what work had to go in to redo that. It's damn impressive. Damn impressive. So, we've just about hit an hour now. If I agree with this song equals awesome. Which I'm glad, again, Resident SD, who's just materialised, and is going to be very disappointed that now I'm going to end the show. Yeah, very disappointed, is Resident SD going to be. What are you talking about? My parents were married when they conceived me. No one said any more questions, so there we go. Yeah, so the whole situation was good. You go to bed, because I'm very, very tired. There's a bank holiday Monday tomorrow, which means I would have to do some work. Oh dear. Yeah, you'll be able to catch this. So just to run back down through before I end everything, Digi's got a bounce now. Got a bounce off to the girdle, like he has to do. I will play you out with something groovetastic in a minute, which I'm going to have another virtual Sonic track, and it's one of my favourites that I know nobody quite likes, but I think it's freaking awesome, and I'll defend the fact that it's freaking awesome to my dying breath. And that's going to be the Metal Sonic music from Virtual Sonic. And after that, it's going to be nothing. But say, just to end, I'm all over the place at the moment. To end, just go run down once more what's going on over the next few weeks. Now that, as I understand it, now that Sonic Hour is off the air, not because Rory and Sven can't be bothered to do any more shows this series, honest. Tea Time is going to be back, and Tea Time is going to be filling the Sonic Hour slot. I'll maintain this slot, which was the XT time slot, if that makes any sense. T-Bird will be on next week. I will not be on next week because I will be flying about 20,000 feet above the United States of America. The week after that, which I believe I sorted out on Sonic Rex. So Sunday the 31st of August, there won't be a show. Sunday the 7th of September, there will be a show at the normal time, which will be live from the United States, and that'll be me and Echo Hawk kicking the serious ass in an audio fashion and doing stuff and probably getting very lewd questions from all of you in the IRC. The weekend after that, there is not going to be a show. I should be in the country at that time. However, I will have landed like 8 a.m. in the morning after an awful, awful lot of travel. Seriously, an awful lot of airplane travel, and I will just be in no state whatsoever to do a show. Which means that the next show after that will be Sunday the 21st of September, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And from then on, it's going to be every week or every 2 weeks and a week off, or 3 weeks and a week off, or what have you. 7 to 8, Radio Redux Live. Booyah. So, anyone got anything else to do? Anything at all? Rosen SD calls me a lightweight. I will be doing... Trust me, I have to go all the way around the houses of bloody America. I'm going to be going from Kentucky to Cincinnati to North Carolina, then to New Jersey, then to the UK. So, and that's it's going to be like 36 hours of travel or something. Really stupid. So, no one's got any more questions? Then that's it. I'm going to leave you this another bit of music and then groovy stuff. Out of here, boys and girls. This has been Radio X Live. I've been at Jones UK. I've done all the back to front higgledy piggledy, which just shows you. Now, Earth's got one last question. Earth's got one last question. Who will in Rex Factor 2008, he says. I don't know who will in. And it wasn't a question anyway, it was a statement, because he didn't put an explanation mark. So, on that basis, who will in Rex Factor 2008? A hippo called George, a series of post-it notes with the word bum written on them, and a glass of water, which is either half full or half empty, but completely smashed. That's who will win Rex Factor 2008. That's who is in Rex Factor 2008. Everyone wins. So, as I was saying, I'm off. I've been Archon GK. This has been Radio BX Live. Sort of. Meh. And I'll see you next time. Bye for now.